卑诗省长尹大伟今日朝早同沿岸第一民族召开记者会，签署咗保护北部海岸嘅联合宣言。宣言提到取消邮轮禁令会危及重大嘅项目，导致到卑诗省损失几千个就业机会、价值几十亿元嘅投资，同埋可能会造成不可逆转嘅生态破坏。宣言话，保护嘅政策至今创造咗超过1400个永久就业岗位，同埋140个新企业。
过去15年嚟，
保护嘅经济为卑诗省同埋加拿大创造咗接近20亿嘅经济价值，而邮轮禁令系原住民同埋沿岸社区喺呢五十几年嚟不懈努力嘅成果，并且得到咗联邦政府同埋各个省份同各个党派嘅政府支持。省长尹大伟就话：区内一旦发生石油泄漏，会造成沿岸地区几十亿元计嘅经济损失，多地嘅民众都会有影响。而截至现时为止，仍然冇有效嘅技术去进行清理油污。
That one crude oil spill would destroy billions of dollars in economic activity, would destroy the livelihoods of thousands of people and families up and down the coast, and there is no technology.There is no ability to clean up that spill.
早前亚省省长戴思敏表示，会推动连接亚省同埋卑诗省北部嘅新输油管计划，并期望项目可以喺秋天列入联邦嘅重大工程清单。尹大伟今日再次回应话，即使亚省省长戴思敏希望推动计划，都唔代表每个人都想兴建输油管，强调唔可以俾少数意见去影响全国共同应对经济危机嘅目标。即使亚省有几想兴建相关计划，都唔系适当嘅时候进行。但佢强调，宣言并唔系对亚省嘅回应，而系原住民族同埋省府五十几年嚟保护海岸嘅成果。
Simply because the premier of Alberta would like to get rid of the oil tanker ban.On the North Coast does not mean that anybody wants to build this pipeline. Well, we can't allow the small minority of voices that are driving wedge politics in Alberta to drive the national conversation about what is a uniquely Canadian economy. What does a Canadian economy where we're standing on our own two feet, what does that look like? This declaration is not a reaction to Alberta. This is a restatement.Of a consensus that has existed for 50 years along the North Coast between governments of multiple stripes and coastal First Nations at the federal and provincial level.
卑诗保守党党领罗士德就批评尹大伟今日嘅言论系阻碍卑诗省嘅经济发展。佢直言邮轮多年嚟喺北岸海域都安全航行，现代化嘅导航同埋防止漏油技术已经大幅降低咗风险。但尹大伟拒绝俾卑诗省嘅资源喺全球市场上竞争，令到卑诗省嘅发展一再落后。而喺宣言签署之前嘅几日，卑诗省喺上周末就发生燃油泄漏事故。喺星期六晚，一列加拿大太平洋堪萨斯城铁路公司嘅运油火车喺省内陆嘅 Okanagan 出轨，当时火车驶到 Kenneth 湖附近，因为有部分车厢跌落湖入边，航空燃油同埋其他物质就因而泄漏喺湖水中。卑诗省环境及公园厅指，泄漏物系燃油同埋石膏。初步估计显示，大约有12700公升嘅航空燃油从铁路货车泄漏到湖入边，今日继续清理紧。尹大伟回应相关意外，表示当局密切清理紧油污当中，而事件都已经进展到全国层面，会配合联邦政府同埋多个部门调查意外。卑诗省府都会撰写报告，亦都好快会公布。加拿大中文电台记者梁俊永报道。